Well, hello, hello. Doesn't it seem like people are just standing around aimless? Yes, it does.
Stand in the place where you live.
This song was actually way ahead of its time. That's right. Big Angry Phil Podcast, number 71. It seems to me that people have no sense of direction whatsoever. They're just standing there, like zombies. This is the zombie apocalypse, y'all.
Bushes and trees.
Bushes, trees, what?
Listen to reason. The
reason is call it collect.
Are going to be on the ground.
Because we need an anatomy lesson.
To move you around, so stand.
That's right, just stand.
Now face, think about direction. Wonder why you haven't.
Wonder why you haven't thought about direction. Because you have no sense of direction.
Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't. Stand in the place where you.
You don't need to tell people to stand. That's all they do. That's all they know how to do. They don't know how to move forward or even backward. They just stand there. Unbelievable. Stand, goddammit. Stand. Feet are gonna be on the ground, but you don't need to use them.
Stand
in the place where you work. Unless you're an NFL player, of course. Fuck that, man. Get your feet moving, for God's sakes. Yeah. Just put one in front of the other and fucking walk! Respect! Walk! Say it again. Three. God damn it.
Smack.
Son of a bitch.
Walk.
Are you talking to me?
Motherfucking run.
Three.
Shit.
Smack.
Fuck.
Walk.
What'd you say?
Three.
Motherfucker.
Smack.
Jesus Christ.
Walk.
Are you talking to me?
Walk.
Right.
Are you talking to me?
Walk.
Right.
Walk.
Walk on home, walk on anywhere, just fucking walk, just walk! Get out of the way! Move! Walk! Instead of down your goddamn phone, move, go somewhere, do something!
They just stand there, and they just stare, they have not a care, they're going nowhere. They just stand there, and they just stare, they have not a care, they're going nowhere.
You're talking to me?
They just stand there, and they just stare, they have not a care, they're going nowhere. They just stand there, and they just stare, they have not a care, they're going nowhere.
You're talking to me?
They're going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
They're going
You're
nowhere.
Right there.
They just stand there, and they just stare, they have not a care, they're going nowhere. They just stand there, and they just stare, they have not a care, they're going nowhere.
They're going nowhere.
They're going nowhere.
They're going nowhere.
Nowhere
on the sidewalk, nowhere in life. They're going nowhere. God damn, they're going nowhere. They can't even walk. People can't even walk anymore. Forget about self-driving cars. They're going to have to make self-walking shoes. People are just standing in the way. You could be barreling at them in a bicycle or even in a car. They're just going to stand there. Unfucking believable. They are completely fucking oblivious to the rest of the world. They're in some kind of purgatory where they just see a bunch of white and nothing else.
Oh, nothing will happen to me. I'll just stand here, take my sweet-ass time doing nothing. Oh, better get out my phone. Better see if somebody liked a post I made in 2007. Very important.
That's all people do now. They stand, they check their phone. They stand, they check their phone. They stand, they check their phone. They stand, they check their fucking goddamn fucking phone. They stand, they check their phone, they stand, they check their phone. Uh-oh, the phone is low on battery. Gotta find a place to charge my phone. Oh, the Starbucks, hey, they gotta have a phone charger in there. It's full of hipster douchebags who have to charge their phones, right? So I go in there, find a seat, find an outlet. Hey, there's one. I have to sit next to this guy with a giant fucking backpack that's taking up three seats, but all right. Just squeeze on in there. Yeah, charge your phone. Well, shit, I got some time to kill. Why don't I order a $7 coffee? All right, 10%, 11%, not quite enough to get me through the day. Oh, I'm out of coffee. Jesus Christ. Let me get another $7 coffee. 12, 13, 14, 15%. I don't know, man. I got to get it up to at least 30. Let me get another coffee. You know, by the time they get their fucking phone charged, they've spent about $100 in there. You've seen them. They're in there with the laptops and the fucking phones charging like they don't have a home. Are these really the homeless? Are fucking Starbucks just sanctuary huts for the homeless? Is that all it is? Well, the white homeless, anyway. I don't see a lot of people of color in there. You know, technology has developed the perfect distraction tool. As if the news media wasn't distracting enough. Now you have a personal computer to look at it. And then you get to react to all the news stories, whether they're false or not. Oh my God, who was accused of sexual harassment today? Louis C.K., get the fuck out of here. What did he do? He jerked off in front of a few chicks. Well, who hasn't done that? Okay, I haven't done that. All right. Oh, he admitted to it, too. Did he do it on his own, or did somebody hold a gun to his head? Well, telling the truth didn't do any good because his management dropped him, FX dropped him. Whatever movie he was supposed to be in has been dropped. And I guess there was some animated show they were working on. That's not going to happen. His publicist got rid of him. He's pretty much fucked. You know, let me say this about Louis C.K., all right? I've never really watched any of his shows or anything, but I always thought he was a pretty decent stand-up comic. I laughed at his shit. I don't give a fuck about his personal life. Okay, well, now this fucking revelation has come up, but I'll tell you what. I would rather watch any Louis C.K. stand-up than any Amy Schumer stand-up. I will tell you that. Even knowing this information, I would still watch his shit over her shit. All right? Because she is just plain and flat out not funny. Oh, yeah, Netflix dropped his specials, too. They keep the Amy Schumer ones. What happened to Lena Dunham? Wasn't she accused of molesting her sister? Whatever happened with that? She still gets work. She was just an American Horror Story. I'm watching this season of American Horror Story. It's great because what they're doing is satirizing everything that's happened since the election, and they're doing it very, very fucking well. Even though Lena Dunham was very, very hard to take, she did play a role very well as a hardcore feminist. I mean, Jesus Christ, talk about typecasting, huh? But anyway, she still gets work, and nobody even talks about her alleged activity. But now every fucking guy in Hollywood, and let's get something straight. When everybody says Hollywood, it's not a geographical place we're talking about. It's the industry. It's the business. Hollywood, show business, all right? People seem to confuse the two, especially when they come to Los Angeles and they go right to Hollywood. And you get out of the bus and you walk around Hollywood, and it's like, this is fucking Hollywood? It's a fucking dump! Hollywood is a dump, by the way. As somebody who's lived in Los Angeles all his life, it's a fucking dump, all right? If you really got to go somewhere, go anywhere else. Don't go to fucking Hollywood, all right? Go to Staples Center, go to the beach, go anywhere else but fucking Hollywood. Hollywood's a pit. Unless you really like staring down as you're walking down the sidewalk and looking at names, all right? Whoopie fucking whoop. Those stars can easily be purchased. I mean, you know, there's people on there you've never heard of. There's people on there that don't deserve any recognition. And of course, you have Donald Trump's star, which has been vandalized several times because people just can't handle seeing that name anywhere. And of course, as you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard, you realize you have to weave your way around. People are just standing in the middle of the sidewalk. Have you noticed this phenomenon? I have. People are just standing there, just standing, staring into the sky, staring at a wall, staring at the ground, staring at their phone. Staring everywhere else but straight ahead and walking. Are they in some kind of trance? Is there some kind of vapor coming down, maybe from all those chemtrail sprays? I don't know. Come up with a term long ago, Trump air. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump himself, but it's more to do with the aftermath of the election, the attitudes of people after the election. People have just lost their fucking minds. People have let this shit get to their head, and there's nothing you could do about it. But people have just gone fucking crazy. Crazy! People are driving crazier. People are walking crazier or not walking at all. I was driving down Venice, or just turning onto Venice from La Brea today, and some guy was running across the light into traffic to try to catch the bus. The fucking bus shows up every 5 minutes. This guy almost died, nearly got hit by a pickup truck. I mean, very fucking close. He was just running across the street. He wasn't looking for traffic. He was just trying to catch the bus. And again, dumbass, that bus runs very frequently. You easily could just wait for the fucking next one. Almost got killed running for a bus. What a stupid reason to die. Maybe he should have gotten hit. That would teach other idiots a lesson. Say, hey, maybe learn a little patience, you fucking moron. People have no fucking patience anymore. None. When I talk about people standing in the street or standing on the sidewalk, what about the people that sit on the green lights? This has gone out of fucking control. This never used to be a problem. But now everybody's, again, distracted by their phones or distracted by something or just plain fucking stupid. At every motherfucking light, as soon as it turns green, somebody is sitting there. And you fucking honk the horn and they still sit there. And then they look at you, give you a dirty look, look out the window or flip you off or something. It's like, just fucking go. Do you see that color up there? Green means go. How the fuck did you get a driver's license if you don't know what color means what? What, do you want a blue light up there? Maybe an orange one? A whole rainbow of colors up there? You don't like the colors? Tired of these fucking assholes and the pedestrians. The fucking pedestrians. You think people can't figure out the traffic light colors? People can't figure out, don't walk and walk! They walk when it's don't walk and they don't do anything when it's walk. They stand and look at their phones! The crosswalks with the buttons. What is it with these fucking people that have to hit the button 5,000 times before it changes? You only have to do it once. Like the elevator, you only have to do it once. Like a light switch, you turn it on, you don't keep turning it on, it's just on. These fucking morons bashing the button like they're playing Street Fighter 2 or something. Especially Hispanic ladies. I notice the little Mexican ladies do this fucking shit all the time. They hit the button. They keep hitting the fucking button. They hit it as hard as they fucking can, as many times as they can. Finally, the goddamn thing changes. They're still hitting it about 10 more times after the light turned green, by the way. And then they finally go. They even do it on those new buttons that talk to you as soon as you hit them. Click. Please wait to cross the street. Please wait to cross the street. And they're still smashing the button. And now they've got a big old dent in their fucking hand because the button's now in the shape of an arrow. Fucking morons. And I really fucking hate those diagonal crosswalks they're putting up everywhere now. Pasadena's already had a couple of these, but now they're putting them in Hollywood. There's one in Hollywood and Highland. All it's done is completely fuck the traffic up even more. Like, Hollywood already wasn't a big gridlock piece of shit. Once they put in that fucking diagonal cross, it's just backed up for miles now. And the fucking morons still cross when they're not supposed to fucking cross. And the ones that cross on the green arrow really piss me off. Now you're stranded out there because some dumb fuck can't figure out, traffic is turning left and might kill me. Let me run out there anyway. You know, everybody thinks this is New York where you just walk out in the street. Hey, I'm in New York. I don't need these fucking things to tell me when to walk. Fuck you. You got people like that. They do that in Chicago, too. I noticed that. When I was in Chicago, they just go whenever the traffic is clear. At least they wait for the traffic. In New York, they just walk out in front of the fucking traffic. Hey, fuck you. I dare you to run me over. At least Chicago, when they fucking go against the light, there's no traffic. But these fucking diagonal pieces of shit, you know, they take for fucking ever. The light cycles about 5 fucking minutes. You're stuck there. And then you're stuck there more when the morons still walk on the don't walk. So it's been a complete fucking failure. I'll tell you exactly what you do at Hollywood and Highland. You do what they did at Universal Studios. You know where Universal is? Right by the 101 in Lankershim? They put an above ground walkway for the pedestrians. That's right. Because people are too stupid to walk on the street. And all they do is block up traffic with their dumb asses. So, hey, let's get them to walk above the street. That's a good fucking idea. They did it in Vegas. Kept all the retards off the street there. They need more of those. They need to put those all over Hollywood, all right? Because these fucking morons clearly do not understand how to cross a street. Instead, they're going to spend billions and billions on extending the Purple Line subway another 4 miles, and it's already behind schedule by a year or so. They could save a whole hell of a lot of money if they just build a few above-ground walkways, all right? keep these fucking pieces of shit off the street. And put up a fence with barbed wire on it so, number one, nobody jumps off of it. And number two, nobody can hang any political signs over the side. Impeach Trump or Jesus signs or any other ridiculous, distracting bullshit. Done. But no, our city council is too busy sucking the dick of the homeless and the developers and fucking up this place. And our fucking pussy mayor, Eric Garcetti, whose only concern is, oh, I hope the Olympics enjoy being here, has the fucking nerve to come out and say, well, we are working on plans to improve traffic in Los Angeles. Really? Is that what you're doing? Is that what all that fucking development is doing, improving traffic? Have you looked out there? Have you seen all that fucking development? Have you seen all the construction going on everywhere? And not useful construction. Condos and more condos and more fucking condos that nobody can afford to live in, you piece of shit. All he does is suck cock. He sucks the cock of the IOC and he sucks the cock of the developers. And the rest of us are fucked. The middle class. I know he's just following his Agenda 21 marching orders. I get it. Just like every other mayor in the country. But this fucker is just really arrogant about it, too. We're improving the quality of life in Los Angeles. Bull fucking shit you are. The streets are in horrible condition. There's fucking traffic is worse than ever. And every street is reduced down to one lane because there's fucking construction going on. There's this one little stretch of Cahuenga Boulevard, a street I use a lot in Hollywood to get either to a truck yard or to a production company or something. And there are no less than 5 different construction projects going on in this one little mile stretch. And you got trucks lined up everywhere. You got fucking bulldozers going in and out. People stopping traffic. The roads are completely fucked up. There's steel plates all over the fucking place. It's unbelievable. And this piece of shit has the nerve to say he's improving traffic. The only thing that would improve traffic if somebody shoved your ass into one of the many subway tunnels that are never going to be finished. And then the train runs you over when it's finally done in 50 years. What about the 5 freeway? That thing has been under construction, what, like 15 years now? What has taken so long? And by the way, they're wasting more fucking time putting up those sound barrier walls. What a racket that is. The fuck do you need that for? Especially down the 5. Nobody lives there. It's all industrial shit. How about finish the fucking lane extension you're supposed to be doing, then worry about the walls, or fuck the walls altogether. We used to have walls back in the day. Nobody gives a shit. You don't like the noise? Don't live by the fucking freeway, you morons! And of course, they put up all these condos right next to the freeway. Who the fuck lives in those? All those ones they put up along the 110. I couldn't think of a worse place to live, number one, in downtown LA, and number two, right next to the 110 and the 101 intersection. The fucking noise, the fucking pollution, are you kidding me? You open up a window, forget about it. And those buildings look like they were shot out in about 5 days. Next earthquake is going to send that shit right down. I can't wait till that happens. Remember when that one burned up? It just burned up. Poof, gone. Nothing left but the fucking fire exit stairs. And what they do, they kept the stairs and they built the building back around it and it's back up again. Does anybody live in these fucking things? They keep saying there's a housing crisis. Well, yeah, you're putting up all these high-end condos that nobody in their fucking right mind would spend a dime on. You know what you ought to do? Stick the homeless in all those pieces of shit. They don't mind living next to the freeway. They always live next to the fucking freeway. Or maybe Eric Garcetti hasn't seen the millions of tent cities that are all over the goddamn place. It's another thing that's on Cahuenga. Tent cities everywhere. Right next to the park, too. I never hear anybody say, well, think of the children, the poor children play there, the homeless are there with their tent. Nobody ever says shit because everybody's afraid to say anything against the homeless. I'll say it. Fuck the homeless. I'll tell you what, if you're just walking around downtown LA and you make a wrong turn, you all of a sudden are in Skid Row. Like say you're walking around Little Tokyo, fairly nice area, right? Just big buildings, businesses, places to eat. 2 blocks south of there is Fuck City. All right? And you really, literally get a whiff of what downtown LA is really all about. Don't let all the gentrification fool you. They fucking pushed all the homeless, even bunched them up into an even tighter space now. And they're all on top of each other, literally. Just tent cities for blocks and blocks and blocks. Nobody says anything about it. All everybody gets online and says, well, we need to build housing for the homeless. You've built housing all over the fucking place. Put the homeless in that. They turn it into shit. Well, fuck him. They're not renting out these expensive fucking condos. Nobody's buying them and nobody's renting the apartments either. Come on. It's insane. And nobody will ever admit this either. State is so fucking leftist. It's too leftist for its own good. I'm not saying be a right-wing fucking Trump nut-hugging state, but Jesus Christ, how about some balance? How about more criticism for this wacko governor we have? He was wacko the first time. Of course, the fucking millennials that voted him back in don't remember the first time. Like millennials vote. What am I talking about? He's a fucking bad man. He's an old, decrepit, hippie moron.
Got to get everybody out of their cars. Everybody out of their cars. Everybody out of their cars. We're going to take this big train across the state. Big train, big train. No airplanes, no airplanes. Produce too much pollution. Got to get rid of the airplanes. Just this big old train, just like they have in Europe. Isn't that awesome?
The fucking train to nowhere. People thought this was a good idea. People voted yes on this. I voted fuck no on that. How much do they spend on this? Like $100 billion? And it goes nowhere. Literally goes nowhere. Have they made any progress? I've seen some pictures of like a station in the middle of Visalia or some fucking place. But has anybody seen any track or any fucking work? Where's that money going? And for those of you who don't live in this wonderful state, our governor, who some refer to as Moonbeam, just increased the gas tax 12 cents. Like, gas prices aren't ridiculously high already. Because the gas tax is so high, he just raised it more. And lucky us, auto registration renewals also go up next year. Terrific. That's great. And where's that money going to go? Where's that money going to go? Into the train to nowhere. It's not going to fix roads. Bullshit. All these fucking hippie morons drank the Kool-Aid.
Yes, we could get from L.A. to San Francisco in 3 hours. Yay.
Or I could just get into my car right now and drive there and be there in about 5 hours. Or get on one of at least 15 airlines that fly between L.A. and the Bay Area and get there in an hour. The fuck do we need this train for? What good is this going to do? Keep traffic off the 5? Not if nobody rides on it. And you better be going where the fucking train goes. You better drive to Bakersfield, get on the train, and then get off at Visalia and drive to San Francisco, you idiot. What a fucking money pit. Why aren't more people outraged about that? Everybody's worried about Louis C.K. jerking off. Fuck that. Meanwhile, your politicians are robbing you blind, but you're sitting online complaining about who's getting harassed. I'm sorry, I just don't care about some actress I've never heard of that may have gotten harassed in 1978. Sorry, I don't care. I care about my money missing out of my wallet. I certainly care about that. I care that our leftist politicians have completely lost their minds and any sense of reality. I care about that. Does my heart go out to actual rape victims? Yes, of course it does. And if these accusations are true, and if any actresses or actors, that's right, don't leave out the males. Don't let the third wave feminist fucking lead you astray, all right? There has been a lot, I mean a lot of abuse towards young males, teen males, and especially male children in the entertainment industry that is not being talked about in the media. All right? It is despicable what's going on. And really, I'm telling you, if some of that shit got out, Hollywood would fucking implode. It would implode. A lot of people would be going to jail. A lot of really famous people would be going to jail. Never mind Kevin Spacey. He's minor compared to some other shit that's going on, all right? But you're not going to hear about that because the victim industry only wants you to believe it's women being assaulted. And okay, if there was rape, if there was actual sexual assault or any kind of misconduct like that, yes, that is bad. But some actress coming out and saying, oh, he pinched my ass in 1981 and I continue to work with him for the next 15 years. Fuck you. All right. You're not a victim. All right. There were actual victims who need help and you are making the whole thing look bad. It's a shame that attention whores are using this for their own personal game. That is fucking sad. All right. If that shit wasn't going on, more people would take it seriously and more would be done to correct the problem. But much like the 5 freeway and the streets of LA and the homeless problem, it's not going to get corrected. It's going to be business as usual. And the outrage will go away. You know, when the media stops hitting everybody over the head with it, people will move on. I think people are starting to move on anyway because they're getting hit over the head with it. When the whole thing first broke out, oh, Harvey Weinstein, but now, what, about 200, 300 actresses just came out against various people. And don't get me started on hashtags, all right? People have this ridiculous idea that everything online is true. You could make an accusation about somebody online and people will just assume it's true. And let's face it, the internet is 99.99% bullshit, all right? You got to realize the average idiot, basic human beings, are using the internet, and they could write anything, anything. I could come right out tomorrow and say, Tom Cruise raped me in the ass. Let's see if there's an investigation. Is it true? No, of course not. You think I would ever let Tom Cruise rape me in the ass? Fuck no. But I could write it, and somebody out there will believe it, especially if I made a hashtag like, hashtag Tom Cruise anal rape. Somebody will buy it. And then it'll spread. And then the mainstream media, who are trying so hard to fit into the digital age, or sees a tweet, is like, oh, something on Twitter. Oh, we got to jump on that. Or people will think we're a bunch of fuddy-duddies. Twitter, by the way, is not really happening itself these days, all right? It's about 5 years obsolete, I'd say. And apparently they've just increased the character limit to 280. And people are losing their shit over that. Remember, that's all they would whine about. Say, it's only 140. You need to make it more. They made it more. And people are now complaining about that. People just complain about everything. All right? Stupid shit. Like, how many characters are allowed to say on Twitter? I think they should fucking reduce it to 15, if you ask me. 3 words or less. Wouldn't that make Twitter better? Then you could fit all your stupid opinions on there. 3 words or less. Fuck my life. There you go. Done. And the news media would have no more interest in people's tweets. And Trump would sure shut the fuck up, wouldn't he? Getting back to people just standing around aimless. Anytime you go to Las Vegas and you go in one of the casinos, there are full of fucking zombies who have no idea where to go. They had a brain overload. There's so many flashing lights and branching paths. They just had a meltdown. They're so used to going one direction straight. Now they have all kinds of choices to make. They don't know what the fuck to do. And they just stand there. They don't ask anybody for directions either, nor do they bother looking up the signs that point them where they're supposed to go. They just stand there. Anybody, please, just help these people. Just point them in the right direction. Turn them around and say, hey, there's the craps table. Go play some craps. Do something, will you? Roll some dice. Lose some money. Do what everybody else is doing around here. I was in Vegas a few months ago to do a shoot. And perfect example, people just standing around and meanwhile, we're hauling heavy equipment all over the casino. Right, we're in the Bellagio, for Christ's sakes. Bellagio, I always thought was some kind of a high-end place, but no, the average retard that's in any other casino is also in the Bellagio, all right? All the same inbred-looking people from Texas all congregate to this, you know, they're all in the same place. No matter where you go, that's where they are, waiting for you with their bellies and their fanny packs. And you cannot get the fuck around them. Again, we're hauling equipment all over the fucking place. Excuse me, ma'am, coming through, excuse me, ma'am, carrying equipment, ma'am, excuse, ma'am, over here, ma'am. And they just have a fucking deer in the headlights look. They're not looking in your direction. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm yelling as loud as I can. Ma'am, excuse me, hey, try to come through. So then you go around them, And then that's when they move and get back in your way. So now you got to stop, you know, you got to stop the thing you're rolling from running them over. As much as I like it to run them over, can't let that happen. Liability, blah, 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 whatever. So now I got to stop this 1,000-pound pile of shit from running her over and back up and try to get around them. And then some other idiot stands where she used to stand. So you have like human bowling pins in the fucking way. It's unbelievable. It's like, don't you see this shit? Move! I guarantee you, if you lit a fire right there, they would still stand there until somebody told them, fire is hot and could kill you. You might want to move. Unbelievable. But it's not just in Las Vegas they do that. Within our own film crew, they do it. That's not the last thing I worked on. Just people standing on the sidewalk. You're trying to haul shit back to the truck. And you have agency people completely oblivious to the world. You know, they're used to their sheltered New York world over there. Ah, let them walk around me. Hey, I'm a New Yorker. And they're just standing, fucking blah, 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 smoking cigarettes, looking on their phone, smoking cigarettes, looking on their phone, smoking cigarettes, looking on their phone, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, you know, you're trying to push something down the fucking sidewalk, and they will not fucking move. And it's not like there's a lot of room to get around them. It's a narrow sidewalk. You can't, you know, you move that way, you're off the curb, and you move that way, you're hitting the wall. Excuse me, sir. Can I get by? Excuse me, sir. Can I push by you, please? Excuse me. Sir, I'm just trying to get by. And you wonder why commercials are so fucking stupid. Look at the people that come up with them. And when people were first talking about the zombie apocalypse, they're talking about the zombies from the movies. You know, the Walking Dead with the peeling skin, out looking for human flesh, walking very slowly. But those aren't the zombies that we have out here these days. Zombies we have nowadays are just brainless, fucking wastes of life that just stand there. They don't even look for human flesh. They just stand there. They don't do anything. They have no purpose for being here other than taking up space. And they do that very well. If only they had a job where they take up space, other than the government, of course. Well, you know what I need right now? I need a nice distraction story. Maybe something out of Florida. That always seems to cheer me up. What happened at Taco Bell that got this lady so upset?
French fries.
She's at Taco Bell.
Yes, French fries.
We don't sell French fries.
She thinks it's Burger King. She's at Taco Bell. She's so fucked up, she doesn't know where she is. That should have been the end of it. This is Taco Bell. We don't have fries. No, she has to get her way now. She'll never admit she's wrong. These bitches that never admit they're fucking wrong. By the way, that wasn't her throwing stuff. Somebody just dropped something in the back. Of course, that's going to be your food. She's crying racism. That's awesome. She's a white girl. The black lady's behind the counter.
You're ignorant as fuck.
These millennials are trying to fucking roast her, not very successfully.
Would you go to Burger King and order tilapia or a taco? No, you wouldn't.
I didn't. I just ordered French fries.
They don't have French fries.
Oh, she's starting to cry now.
I know, but it's fucking Burger King.
I gotta cry to get my way. Oh, I hate that fucking shit, too.
That's not the point, but what I'm asking for, I asked her at the window, do you sell...
They are way too nice to her, by the way. They are lucky I'm not there. You are a piece of shit.
Let's try to make the day better. Okay? Let's try to turn this around. Okay. That's okay.
They're lucky there are no other black folks. Is there? Bitch, get the fuck out of here!
I have problems in my life.
Yeah, you're a fucking alcoholic. That'd be one of them. By the way, some life choices you're making. Taco Bell, Burger King. Yeah, you're really going to go for the quality there, aren't you? Finally, she leaves after 2 minutes of attention whoring. These fucking bitches just can't admit they're wrong. I mean, if I made a mistake like that, if I walked into a Taco Bell and ordered fries and I was told, this is Taco Bell, stupid. There's no fries. Don't I feel like a retard? And that would be the end of it. But no, this bitch has to pout and get her way and cry and fucking cry racism.
Yes, we'll give me fries. The mean black lady will give me fries.
Holy fuck. It's not just Florida. It's not just Taco Bell. Any fast food place you go to, there's always some fucking attention whore that holds up the line with stupid bullshit like this. Ordering stuff that's clearly not on the menu, is never ever going to be on the menu, or asking for shit you know they're not going to do. Like at McDonald's, there's always some bitch in there who says, "Can I have my burger well done?" It's like, bitch, they're all made in a fucking factory. All they do is heat it up and give it to you, all right? There is no well done. It's you're getting a hockey puck, and that's what you're getting, all right? These fucking bitches want so much attention and to hold up the line. Then they start making complicated orders and shit.
"Well, I want one with no lettuce and tomatoes. And I want another one with pickles, but no tomatoes and extra ketchup and mayonnaise."
And they order five or six different fucking things, you know, each more confusing than the last one. Meanwhile, like 10, 15 minutes have now gone by. She's holding up the fucking line. She doesn't care because she's getting all the attention. "Look at me. I'm getting all the attention. I'm just standing in a McDonald's because I have nothing better to do." And by the way, who the fuck even goes into fast food places? The only reason to walk into a fast food place is if the drive-through line is ridiculous. Sometimes the In-N-Out you have to do, like the one by LAX. You know, sometimes the drive-through line is going all the way down Sepulveda Boulevard. It's a lot quicker just to go in and get it. But McDonald's, Taco Bell, and McDonald's, all these drive-through fucking places that never have anybody in the drive-through, why are you going inside and making a scene?
That's racism.
This fucking drunk-ass Becky, who ought to know fucking better. I fucking hate people that never admit when they're wrong. You know what I mean? She knows she fucked up. You don't get fries at Taco Bell. You know what? Go to Canada. I think they do have fries there. They put poutine on it. They have poutine fries at every fast food place in Canada. Everywhere you wouldn't think they'd have fries, they'd have fries. But they dump poutine on it. Fine. Send her ass to Canada. Then she'll have a Taco Bell with fries. But then, of course, she'll go into Burger King and order a Taco Supreme. Dumb, dumb, dumb. People are fucking dumb. What is making people so dumb? Because their parents are dumb. Each generation just gets worse and worse. I mean, you see the parents. These parents don't give a fucking shit. Case in point, all these stage moms. Whenever you have a shoot with a lot of kids, especially a lot of extras. And there needs to be a rule in show business that kids are only allowed to have one parent come to set with them. Because these motherfuckers bring their whole fucking family and all they do is sit and eat all the food up. The fucking catering line was so fucking ridiculously long last night because all these fat ass stage moms and their aunts and their cousins and their second cousins and fucking next door neighbors all show up on set and eat every fucking thing. Meanwhile, our asses have been there since 5:30 in the fucking morning. We're starving to death. You get up there, ain't shit left because fucking Bertha over there cleaned us out. All these fucking stage parents think their little brats are going to be the next big thing in Hollywood. Bullshit. By the way, with all the craziness going on, with all the sexual harassment allegations and all the child abuse that's been going on for fucking decades, why in the living fuck would you put your kids in show business? Christ's sakes, nobody needs to see your ugly freckle-faced kid on camera anywhere. And nobody's going to see him anyway because he's going to be in the background somewhere for about a half a second. Nobody's ever going to see him anyway. Why even bother? Because you're lazy and you're living through your kids. That's why. And Jesus Christ, what a bunch of fucking slobs they are. Now, we told them before they wrapped out, said, listen, because when they go, they leave cups and shit. There's trash cans everywhere. They leave cups and all kinds of shit all over the tables. I said, hey, you know, you got to get your trash off these tables. We're not cleaning up after you. We're not. And you know what's funny? All the kids picked up their trash and threw it away. We had a different set of tables for all the parents. Trash everywhere. They didn't bother. Not only they left trash everywhere, they left the chairs we gave them. They picked them up and moved them all over the fucking place. Gotta look for that. A couple of them left their own chairs there. And they just left piles and piles of garbage. You know, don't give me any of this shit about saving the earth. Nobody fucking cares, all right? Nobody fucking cares. They can't even bother to clean up after themselves. Somebody else has to do it. Like, I would love to know where they live, go to their house, and leave fucking potato chip bags and Coke cans and shit all over their fucking house. Although I bet it's already got toys and shit scattered all over the place from their Rugrat kids that they don't even watch. Oh, sure, they watch them when they're on camera, but not when they're home. The fucking nanny from Guatemala takes care of them. Hey, at least he could learn Spanish. At least something good will come out of it. But fuck these kids and fuck these greedy, rotten stage moms. Fuck all of them. Just come there for the free fucking food. That's the only reason you're there. And holy fucking Jesus, they were all fat and hideous. Like, who is fucking them and why do they keep cranking out kids? It's like, well, of course your fat ass ain't getting on camera, so here's my last shot at fame through my child. You know, it's funny, we were shooting at a junior high school, a middle school, and all the kids were there just standing there like zombies. You know, kids used to run around and throw a football and have fun. They're just standing there. A few of them were standing there watching us with blank stares on their face, like anything interesting was going on. They couldn't see anything because we're inside a building. There's just a couple of lights outside, but nothing interesting going on inside. But the kids are all just standing there. Nobody's, hardly anybody was moving. It starts early. Maybe it's a plastic water bottle. I don't know what it is. Why doesn't 60 Minutes do a fucking piece on this? Why Americans are just standing in place? God knows they need the fucking exercise. How about moving? Maybe we don't know how to move anymore. Maybe we've gotten that dumb. Nobody taught me how to walk. Do I have to ride around in a fucking razor? They really need to get rid of those at Walmart, by the way. Make these fat asses get up and walk around. You could drop about 15 pounds just walking around the perimeter of the Walmart. Jesus Christ, man. Places are fucking huge. People are brain dead zombies. You know, protesters are brain dead zombies. Who the fuck is going to go and march down the street in a huge crowd? What are you looking to accomplish? And not only are they just standing there, they're standing in places they should be standing, like the freeway. But again, our gutless city officials will do nothing about it.
They have every right to be there.
No, not on the fucking freeway they don't. There's a sign before you get on the freeway that says, no pedestrians. Maybe if it said no assholes, they would have gotten the message. But then again, they don't know how to read. Unless it's a hashtag, of course.
Me too.
All right, one more complaint. Speaking of brain dead things. What is it with restaurants, particularly chain restaurants, that feel the urge to play music in there while you eat? And I'm not talking about soft music you can barely hear or recognize. It's just kind of there in the background. That's fine. I'm talking about loud, blaring, obnoxious, pop, top 40 shit chick music. Brain dead zombie music. Taylor Swift, that kind of shit. Nicki Minaj in the radio version, no less. Is somebody at the corporate office demanding that this is played? Who is this for? This is at Shakey's in LA, all right? Shakey's Pizza, if you're not familiar with it. It's a pizza chain. It's crappy pizza, but they have something called Bunch of Lunch during the week, and it's cheap. You know, it's a good place to stop to eat. There's a lot of food, there's a lot of pizza, and it's all you can eat. It's fine, you know? It's crap, but it fills you up. But this particular Shakey's, they play this fucking god-awful drivel that somebody is calling music. I don't know if it's the manager or if it's corporate headquarters or who the fuck it is. Why are they playing this music? And why is it so loud? I mean loud, blaring fucking loud. Like if you're anywhere near the speaker, it's ringing in your fucking ears. It should never be that loud, ever. And who the fuck is this for? Most of the customers in there during lunch are men, okay? Construction workers, guys that work for the cable company, the gas company, DWP, that kind of shit. And people like me. People are driving trucks looking for a place to eat. There's hardly any women in there. Maybe there's a couple of moms or something, but Jesus fucking Christ, who is this music for? Is it for the female manager? Is she rocking out to this stuff in the back somewhere? And I do not understand why we still have top 40 music in the first place, like Kiss FM kind of music or whatever the radio station is in your town that plays top 40. Like, why do we still have that anymore? Radio is fucking dead. It's been dead for a long fucking time. The top 40 songs in the country. Well, what are the top 40 songs right now? Dare we take a look at this? Yes. Yes, I dare. I have in front of me the top 40 U.S. singles of this week. Really? We still have singles? Why do we still do this? You could download the whole album for fucking nothing. Why do we need singles anymore? Why do people still need to be told what to listen to? You will listen to this garbage and you will like it. They are talented. I swear they are. Well, let's see what we got here. Let's see what the Illuminati shout out for us this week. Let's see what's getting all the airplay on your favorite radio station. That sounds exactly the same as all the other radio stations. Number 40, That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
I got a condo in Manhattan.
Oh, another one of those I got this, I got that song. I was trying to sound like all the whack rappers out now. Great.
Turn around and drop it for a plan.
Man, we don't have enough shit like this. Let's make some more of it.
Beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi.
Julio served that scampi. That's racist. Why's it gotta be Julio, huh? Why's it gotta be Julio? All right, next piece of garbage. Number 39, Feels. Calvin Harris, Pharrell Williams, Katy Perry, and Big Sean. Boy, the Illuminati really likes to throw all their artists in one big stew, don't they? Sure, this'll be wonderful. You know what? This is one of the songs they played at the Shakey's. It's probably the least annoying one, oddly enough. But Pharrell Williams couldn't look more gay if he tried.
You just sucked a dick.
That's enough. Jesus Christ. I love in the video, too. He's in a rowboat. I guess it's supposed to be a lake. It's clearly some cheesy set. And you can see all the lights reflecting in the fucking water. Nice DP work there. I don't know what he's saying. Who cares? And by the way, doesn't that bass line sound very fucking familiar? That's right. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's groove tonight. A song I would much rather hear than whatever crap Pharrell Williams put out. It's the same thing, you just slowed it down. Fuck out of here. All right, what's next? Number 38. Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. I'll bet he goes down the back road. Let's hear this shit. I think they played this song too.
Got a girl from the south side. Got
this is some kind of bogus country.
First time I seen her walk by.
This is more vanilla than vanilla. Did somebody's four-year-old kid write this song? Jesus Christ, can we dumb down music anymore, please? What the fuck? All right, number 37. Dua Lipa. Lipa. What, who the fuck that is? New Rules. And here we go. I already hate it.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Too many times, too many times. My love, it makes it feel like nobody else, nobody else.
You sound just like everybody else, everybody else. Fuck you. Moving on. 36. Oh, it's Pink. Trying to stay relevant. This is called What About Us. Ready? Here we go. Gee, why don't I have this on my phone? This is great.
We are searchlights. We can see in the dark.
Oh, you can see in the dark because all Illuminati can see in the dark.
We are rockets.
You love darkness.
Pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts.
Oh, excuse me. I potted that down.
And you sold us down the river too far.
Oh, this song has a message. Let me guess.
What about us?
It's a Trump song, isn't it?
All the times you said you had the answers.
God, this is terrible.
What about us?
What are you doing?
What about all the broken, happy ever after?
Oh my God. What are you doing? That's horrible. You know what that song reminds me of? It reminds me of that Cher one. Would you believe it's all that they live? Oh, Jesus. What the fuck? This is an anti-Trump song or something? Shut up. Get over it. Moving on. 35. And it's Kelly Clarkson. Remember her? Won the first season of American Idol. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody care? And she's still hanging in there. This is something called Love So Soft. It should be called Belly So Soft. Here we go. This part is unnecessary.
Every kiss is a door. Can I knock on yours? Can we knock a little?
It's catchy.
The touch is a key.
It's probably the least
keep
irritating one so far. Spoke too soon. This part sucks. Oh, yeah. She's trying to relate to the kids who listen to that mumble rap shit. What was wrong with the first part? You should have just stayed with that. And no, you had to...
Yeah, we gotta put some rap sounding stuff in there. You know, the kids love that.
Holy fuck. Fuck you. All right, next. 34. Black Bear. Do Re Mi. Fa Sol. Asshole. Let's go. Oh my God. This is going to be a load of ass, isn't it? This is fucking awful.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you kids?
If I could go back to that day we met, I probably would just stay in bed. You run your mouth all over town, and this one goes out to the sound of breaking glass on my Range Rover. Pay me back, good bitch, it's over. All the presents I would send, fuck my friends behind my shoulder. Next time I'ma stay asleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
That's all they say now. They have to write that. Well, that's 34. Isn't that great? Aren't these songs just awesome? Top 40. God love top fucking 40. And God love the brain dead zombies that still listen to this garbage. All right. Let's go to 33. Gucci Gang by Lil Pump. I have a feeling this one's gonna be even worse.
Yeah. Oh.
Is he making bird Gucci noises? Gang. Like oh. Birdman? Get the fuck out of here.
Lil Pump. Yeah.
Lil Pump.
Gucci Gang. Oh.
Gucci Gang.
Yeah, big head on the rim.
Gucci gang, 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 my bitch love do cocaine. Ooh, I fuck a bitch, I forgot name. I can't vibe in the wet rain.
Ooh, rather go and pop on mains. Gucci gang, 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 Gucci
gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
That's on the pop charts. That's on the top 40 chart. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Is this a fucking joke? Is this Weird Al Yankovic? What in the fuck? What does this guy look like? He's like a fucking Fruit Loop is what he looks like. He's a fucking 17-year-old kid. A little Puerto Rican kid. He's got rainbow fucking dreads. That's all you need to know. Talking about Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. And this is on the top 40 charts. And we wonder why we're failing as a society. Listen to this shit! Are you kidding me? It takes not 1 ounce of talent to make this. Where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong in life? Why am I not doing shit like this? Where did I go wrong? I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to jump right off suicide bridge as soon as I'm done with this. I don't know if I can even make it past this. This is irritating. This is beyond heartbreaking listening to this. I would much rather listen to that Kelly Clarkson song over and over than one more second of Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Little pump in the ass. Okay. 32 Halsey, whoever that is, Bad at Love. Can't wait. Already hate it.
Got a boy back home in Michigan, and it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends. Now he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again. There's a guy that lives in the Garden State, and he told me that we make it till we graduate.
That's enough. I have no further comments. It's awful. Next one, 31. Lil Uzi Vert. Now, I know who that is. That's another whack-ass mumble rapper. This one's called The Way Life Goes. Well, I say life sucks if this is the way it goes. Hit it. Oh, my God. More auto-tuned faggotness. Oh, my ears! Shut up! Shut up! Oh, that's fucking awful. What's wrong with you kids? Who is this for? It's not even hip-hop. What is this shit? Can you imagine some OG rolling down Crenshaw Boulevard bumping that? He would get shot at, and rightfully so. Holy fuck. They're getting worse, aren't they? The closer we get to number one, the more unlistenable it's going to be. Brace yourselves. Ooh. We just getting started here. Number 30, Shawn Mendes. There's Nothing Holding Me Back. Whoever the fuck that is. You know, I'm out of touch. I don't know who the fuck any of these people are. You know what? I'm glad to be out of touch because they all suck. All right, here we go. Holy shit, they played this at Shakey's too. They played almost every one of these crappy songs.
I wanna follow where she goes.
Oh, more auto-tune, lovely.
I think about her and she knows it.
Another simp song.
I wanna let it take control.
Yeah, we don't have enough of these.
Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Stop and start confessing.
What is this, Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I've been shaking.
Christ. Oh, God damn. Shut up. Christ, that sucks. Where's Beavis and Butthead when you need them? God damn, we need them more than ever. I know they tried bringing them back and it didn't work out, but man, there's a lot of shitty music right now.
It sucks. Change it. Change it. Change it. Change it. He's a wuss. Change it.
Absolutely fucking dreadful. Well, hey, we're in the 20s now. Getting there. You know, if I don't blow my brains out by the time this is over. All right, number 29, Yo Gotti and Nicki Minaj. Oh, yeah, well, anything with Nicki Minaj means quality, right? Yo Gotti. You know, I'm sure if John Gotti was still around, he wouldn't let any of these pieces of shit use his name. This is called Rake It Up. I don't know what the fuck they're raking, but I'm sure it's not leaves. Here we go. They all sound like they have a dick in their mouth.
I tell all my hoes, rake it up.
Sounds like the guy's just standing in the street. This is on the charts, folks. This is what your kids are listening to. That's why they're all a bunch of little retards.
Break it down. Break it up. Fuck 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 it up.
Jesus Christ. It's fucking ponderous, man. Fucking ponderous. And Casey Kasem is turning in his grave. All right, next, 28. Oh, Jay-Z. Look at that. That's right. He put out an album this year like anybody gives a fuck. The story of OJ. Well, we know the story of OJ. He got away with murder. The end. Now let's hear Jay-Z's version of it. Mr. Illuminati cocksucker.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. My
name. This ain't bad.
Still nigga.
I like the video. It's cool. It's all animated like those old-timey blaxploitation cartoons.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
Animation is actually done really well.
Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay.
That's pretty funny. You know what? I'm not a Jay-Z fan, and I hate to defend Jay-Z, but that wasn't that bad. It wasn't mumble rap, first of all. Actually had a little message in there. Like, no matter what kind of nigga we is, we still niggas. Got it. And the animation is done really well in the video. Like I said, they're doing all those old-timey 1930s cartoons with all the black stereotypes in them, eating the watermelon and strutting along. Done well. Least annoying song so far on the list. Congratulations, Jay-Z. All right, next one, 27. Song's called No Limit, and it's G-Eazy with ASAP Rocky and Cardi B. Oh boy, Cardi B is the latest hoe that came out of nowhere and now is in everybody's song. Give it to me. Well, it sounds okay, but I'm sure the lyrics are gonna kill it.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper.
Yep.
If I hit it two times, then a liker. If I fuck three times, I'm a wifer. It ain't safe.
You got a wifer just for fucking her three times?
It ain't safe. It ain't safe. It ain't safe. It ain't safe. Tell your man pipe.
It ain't safe. What ain't safe?
And advance from the safe in your face. We say,
man, you say it.
No limit, I'm a fucking soldier. Always lit, yeah, I'm never sober. It's for 3 days in a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder.
I used to make a whole song like that. That's number 27, folks. That's right. That is some real talent. Number 26, Khalid. Is that DJ Khalid or just Khalid? Young, dumb, and broke. Well, that's all probably true. Here we go.
So you're still thinking of
holy
me.
Holy shit, he's singing.
Just like I know you should.
It's not mumble rap, he's actually singing.
I give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in it.
Well, he sings better than Bismarck.
Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke. But we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke.
Is Elmer Fudd singing this?
Young, young, dumb, and broke.
Hey, be very, young, very dumb, quiet. Young, we're young, dumb, and broke.
Young, dumb, broke, high school kid.
Well, at least he's self-aware. You know what? Not horrible. Definitely better than all the mumble rap. All right. That was 26. Let's go to 25, shall we? Oh, it's our old friend Taylor Swift. Well, what top 40 list would be complete without a Taylor Swift song on it? I'm sure they played this one at Shakey's. Ready for it. Oh, yeah. I'm ready. All right. Another bad boyfriend song. I can be a fan. Original. Now we have to sound like every other mumble rap song with the same beat. I see nothing better. I keep him forever like a vendetta. Jesus Christ, she's annoying. Can't we get rid of her already? Why is she still around? Who's jonesing for new Taylor Swift music? Enough already. Go away. Go back to doing country like you were supposed to. All right, next one. 24, Charlie Puth, Puth, P-U-T-H, whatever. Attention. Looks like some white hipster kid. Oh boy, I'm sure this is going to be just great. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. I guess it's supposed to be the next Justin Timberlake or something. I don't know. Nothing special about it. Oh, that'll show her. He's like the male Taylor Swift, you know? No guy should say, oh my God, that's awful. Awful, awful, awful. Who makes this shit popular? Who decides? Well, the Illuminati decides, but who exactly? Who is the individual that said, hey, this little cocksucker is going to be the next big thing? Well, he would know because he probably got his cock sucked. All right, 23. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Oh, that's the guy that, the Hamilton guy, right? Almost Like Praying. Oh, Jesus. He did a benefit song for Puerto Rico. Yeah, this is much better than getting electricity or water. Say it loud and there's music playing.
This sucks.
Say it soft and it's almost like praying. It's almost like praying.
It's almost like praying, so it's useless is what you're saying.
It's almost like praying.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. No reggaeton. No. No. No, dog. Bad dog. No. Ugh. Lord. Of course, anytime there's any kind of disaster, somebody has to make an awful song about it. And there you go. 22. Luke Combs. I have no idea who that is. When It Raids, It Pours. Original title.
Sunday morning, man, she
another country song. How are these getting on the pop charts?
Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had.
Well, fuck that. Can't put up with that bullshit.
And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone.
Good for you. Pick her to the curb.
And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone.
Aw.
Then I won $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it.
You know what? Another not quite as annoying song as compared to the rest of them. He's pretty much saying, you know, he gave this bitch the boot, won $100 on a scratcher, bought some beer and some gas with it. You know, he's a happy man. I get the message here. All right, moving on. Number 21, Extentacion? Jocelyn Flores. I'm sure this is a huge load of suck, but let's find out anyway.
I'm in pain. Wanna put 10 shots in my brain. I've been tripping about some things can't change. Switch on the same time.
At least
I'm
it sounds a little different.
Get a phone call. Girl that you fuck with, kill herself. That was this summer and nobody helped. And ever since then, when I hate myself, wanna fucking end it. Pessimistic. All wanna see me when no pot to piss in. But niggas been
so he wants to kill himself because some bitch he used to fuck with killed herself.
Sickening. At the same time, memories surfaced through the grapevine. But my uncle playing with a slipknot. Put some stress got me fucked up, been fucked up since a couple months. They had a nigga locked up.
It's not even staying on beat. By the way, you notice how these rappers don't sound menacing anymore? They don't evoke fear in anybody anymore. Back in the day, they used to evoke fear. They would talk about gangster shit, talk about popping caps. Now there's all this whiny ass shit. Oh, the bitch I used to fuck with killed herself. Now I'm gonna kill myself. What is this shit? It's not gonna scare anybody. It's either shit like this or like really sippy shit. Oh, girl, I want to buy you flowers and buy you diamonds, girl. All this fucking shit. Whatever happened to scaring Whitey? That's when rap was fun, when Whitey was scared. Nobody's scared of this shit. Fucking Crisscross was more menacing than this. Remember, they tried doing gangsta shit, and then it failed, and then they dropped off the face of the earth, and one of them died. Anyway, get back to this. Number 20. Finally halfway through it. Holy fuck. Oh, Bruno Mars is back. Versace on the floor. Jesus Christ. Could he be any more gay? I mean, really.
Let's take our time tonight, girl.
Oh, speaking of sip
above
shit.
Us all the stars are watching.
Sounds like a girl.
There's no place I'd rather
play this at Shakey's, too, by the
way.
Maybe heave my lunch.
Your eyes are where I'm lost in.
He's trying to be Michael Jackson so bad.
We're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside right now.
Here we go.
Baby, let's just turn down the lights and close the door. Ooh, I love that dress, but you won't.
I love that dress.
Anymore.
He'll take it.
You won't need it no more. Let's just kiss till we're naked, baby. Versace on the floor.
Versace on the floor. That's number 20, folks. Something called Versace on the floor. What is it? What is it with the Gucci and the Versace? This is an advertisement. It's not music. Jesus. All right, number 19, Post Malone, I Fall Apart. Notice there's a severe lack of rock and roll on this thing. Did he even make that anymore? Sure doesn't seem like it.
Not so many thoughts going through my brain.
What the shit fuck is this?
And now I'm taking these shots like it's Norvay.
Who the shit fuck is this? You could make a much better song with this beat. Just throw away these lyrics. What the fuck is this whiny ass shit? Stop whining. Gee, what is he fucking whining about?
I fell apart.
I guess some girl left him and now he's all alone. He's falling apart. Oh, shut up. Who the fuck are you? Who's Post Malone? I've never even heard of this fucker. He's some fucking goofy white kid with braids and shit and a grill. Get the fuck out of here, piece of shit. Holy fuck. He was born in Syracuse, New York. Yeah, he's a real badass. They moved to Texas. He looks like a big goober. All right, number 18, Maroon 5. Oh, Jesus. What Lovers Do. Sadly, this is probably as close to rock and roll as we're going to get. Or not.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby.
Holy shit, that's awful.
Ooh, mama, don't play now,
no,
baby.
No, 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 no more, no more, no more, no more. Holy fucking shit. Are you kidding me? What'd I tell you? The closer we get to number one, the worse they're going to get. Number 17, Dusk Till Dawn, Zayn. Okay, if you say so. Featuring Sia. Okay, if you say so. And I will bet everything I have right now that this will not be good. Oh, God. Duets like this are never good.
Let's make love tonight. Okay, whatever.
Jesus, how about a little more enthusiasm now, huh? Hello? Originality? Anybody? Yeah, right here till dawn, then I'm the fuck out of here. That's the only message I'm seeing. Holy shit. Well, you know what? I get to keep all my stuff. That, indeed, was fucking terrible. You know what? This might be another theory as to why everybody's standing around like a bunch of brain-dead zombies, because the music all sucks. When you have good music playing, people are happier. They're accomplishing things. They're getting shit done. This is a bunch of fucking garbage. And it's turning the people into fucking garbage. And speaking of fucking garbage, let's move up the countdown. Number 16, Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. Despacito. I bet this is going to be a bunch of mierda, isn't it?
Aye.
Yes, it is.
D-Y.
Sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy.
Vi que tu mirada.
Bad Spanish is easier to listen to than bad English, I'll tell you what.
Muéstrame el camino que yo voy.
It's a lot more pleasant to the ears. Spanish rhymes easier.
Soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as the bad English music, at least. Still sucks, though. All right, number 15. Oh, Taylor Swift again. Goody. Look What You Made Me Do. Yeah, you made me do it. Another boyfriend song, I reckon.
I don't like your little game.
Oh, shit, I remember this.
Like your tilted.
I covered this song in an earlier podcast. God knows why. Why would I subject myself to this again?
I don't like you. I don't like
you, Britney Spears wannabe.
Gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I wrote.
She gets harder?
I do it all the time.
She tried to tell us.
I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do.
Oh, yeah, I remember this part.
Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
How dare she steal from the classics like that? Shame on you, Taylor Swift. For everything, really, but especially for that. All right, number 13. Imagine Dragons, Believer. Believer in what? Jesus or Satan? I know which one it is.
Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sale. I'm the master of
the music's kind
of
catchy.
Ooh, the master of my
why everybody always have to say ooh or ah or oh or what the fuck?
I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message.
I like that part.
From the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the.
Hey!
You made me a believer.
Believer! Yep, Satan. It's a Satan song. Hail Satan, hail Satan, hail Satan. Make this song rise on the charts. Hail Satan. You know, that rap part kind of reminds me of another song from back in the day.
Now I'm really getting rather mad.
You're like a diggly, tickly, shitty little tag dog.
When I knock you out with all my mab, I'm going to
take your head and wrap it up my butt.
Your butt.
My butt.
Your butt.
That's right,
my butt. My butt. My butt! That is so fucking great. That is Conker's Bad Fur Day on the N64. And that is a boss called the Great Mighty Pooh. And it's literally a piece of shit that sings opera. And you throw toilet paper in its mouth. It's the best fucking thing ever. That is the greatest song. That should be on the top 40 list. Because all these songs are shit. All right, moving along here. Number 12. Oh, for fucking Christ's sakes. Taylor Swift again. Gorgeous. Well, let's get through this one quickly, shall we?
You should take it as a compliment that I got drunk and made fun of the way you talk.
I should take that as a compliment? Go fuck yourself.
You should think about the consequence of your magnetic field being a little too strong.
God damn, I wish you'd go away.
And I got a boyfriend, he's older than us. He's in the club doing I don't know what. You're so cool, it makes me hate you so much.
I hate you so much.
Whiskey on ice, sunset and vine. You've ruined
sunset and
my
vine.
Life.
There's Bond nothing at sunset and vine.
Mine.
Oh, god damn, she's annoying. Just go away and shut up, will you please? Enough of you. Fucking Bride of Satan. Is that the last song that she's got on here? Please, for the love of God. I mean, that's three. It's too many already. No, that's it. Okay. All right, moving on. Number 11. Gucci Mane. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Another whack-ass mumble rapper. I get the bag. What, a Gucci bag? Little purse you carry around? You're named after a purse. I don't even want to play this. But I guess I have to.
Ugh. Scooch. Strap top. Black Oblivion. Wizard.
Yeah. You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Straight out the
sounds just like every fucking thing else.
Little mama a thot, and she got ass, and she gon' fuck up a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast. Dropping the dope in the stash. In Italy. Got two foreign hoes, they DM me. Draw the top when it's cold, but you feel the heat.
That's enough. It's just so fucking unremarkable. Mediocre. Below mediocre. Sounds just like everything else. What's so great about this? Anybody? Anybody? Hello? Anybody? No hands. Did think so. Okay. We're in the top 10 now, gang. We ready? Because this is the best of the bunch right here. All right. Number 10, Sam Smith. Too Good at Goodbyes. Let me guess. This is a breakup song? Oh, boy. Here we go.
You must think that I'm stupid.
Sure do.
You must think that I'm a fool.
Goddamn right.
You must think that I'm new to this.
I don't care.
But I have seen this all before.
Before does not rhyme with fool.
Never gonna let you close to me.
Fool.
Even though you mean the most to me.
Stupid.
'Cause every time I open up it hurts.
Stupid fool.
So I'm never gonna get too close to you.
Another whiner.
Even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt.
Whiners sure do well on the charts.
Every time you hurt me, the less that I cry.
They played this one too.
And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry.
Oh, my ears. My fucking ears. I'm going to tear them out as soon as this is over. I can't take it anymore. Who listens to this? Who are the creepy executives that are beaten off every time this plays? Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, number one. Yeah, number one. The fuck out of here. Okay, next, song number 9, Ed Sheeran, Perfect. I'm willing to bet it's anything but perfect.
I found a love.
Another bogus country song.
Me.
Hank Williams is spinning in his grave.
Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl.
Imagine a truck driver listening to this shit.
Beautiful and sweet.
You run right off the road.
Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me.
So fucking corny.
We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got married and had kids and lived happily ever after. Blah, 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 motherfucking blah. Moving on. Number 8, French Montana and Sway Lee. Unforgettable. I'm sure this is going to be very forgettable. What'd I tell you? Damn, that's irritating. Irritating. Who listens to this? That's all I need to hear. Moving on. Number 7. Lucky number 7. Demi Lovato. Sorry, not sorry. Oh, she's caught a little attitude there, is she? What's she sorry, not sorry about?
Oh, I'm out here looking like revenge. Feeling like a 10. The best I ever been.
This is so disposable.
And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt.
This might as well be a Taylor Swift song, really. It gets worse? How could it possibly?
And too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse.
Yeah, possibly.
Not payback is a bad bitch.
Oh,
baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage.
She's a
can't
fuck.
Have can't have this.
Well, guys, listen to this.
Nice of me to take it easy on ya, but nah.
Showing you up like I know I would. Oh, great. Another song celebrating being a cunt. All right. Good job. What an uplifting message for impressionable young dumb broads. Demi Lovato. Another fucking throwaway artist. Really, how long do these broads think they're going to last? The same crappy music over and over. Shut the fuck up. Number 6, Camila Cabello and Young Thug. Oh boy. That's just dripping with quality, isn't it? This song is called Havana. Yay, Fidel!
Havana, na na.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, na na.
Hey.
That's all Young Thug's gotta do is go, hey. That's all he does anyway. There's no point of going on. Why does this song exist? Why do any of these songs exist? There's no point. Shut up. There's plenty of music out there. We don't need to keep making this shit. Number 5. Imagine Dragons is back. This time the song is called Thunder. Yeah, Thunder, Rain, Satan. It's all the same fucking
thing. Just
a
young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight. Wanna let loose. I was dreaming.
This is awful.
Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir. Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder. Thunder, thunder.
What the fuck did I just listen to? What is that? Why is that number five? Why is that on the list at all? Why was it ever recorded? Who's listening to this? If you like that song, could you please tell me why? And please just jump off the nearest cliff. Number four, Portugal the Man. No idea. Feel It Still. Oh, I'm going to be feeling this thing for a long time after I'm done recording it, believe me. Well, at least it has some samples in it, so it won't be fucking trap music. I don't know what exactly it'll be, but at least it won't be trap music.
Keep my hands on myself.
Okay.
Think I'll dust them off, put them back up on the shelf.
If you say so.
Just my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
What's going on?
I've been feeling it since 1966.
I have no idea.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Let me kick it like it's 1986 now. I'll be over now, but I feel it still.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, but it wasn't too obnoxious. All right, we're at the top three, gang. Here we go. Number three, by Logic, Alicia Cara, and Khalid. The song is called 1-800-273-8255. That's the name of it. I'll tell you what, it ain't no 876-5309. That's for sure.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. I feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo!
Woo! I've been on the low, suicidal thoughts! Woo!
I feel like I'm seriously out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine.
This song is creepy.
I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today.
Please do.
I just wanna die
quickly. What a weird concept for a song. I mean, it's the suicide prevention number. But why would you have a song like this to advertise it? I mean, it sounds like having suicidal thoughts is kind of cool. Yeah, woo! Who's with me? Woo! I'm going to lay down in front of a train. Woo! I'm going to jump off suicide bridge. Woo! I'm going to be calling that number several hundred times as soon as this show is over. All right, here we go to number two. And it's my old friend, and not a whore at all, Cardi B, with a song called Bodak Yellow. I'm sure this one's nice and wholesome for the children, isn't it?
Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school.
She retarded.
I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick cutting.
Sure, this isn't the Cash Me Outside girl.
Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she.
My jaw has dropped. This is number two. This song has blown up across the country. This? What the fuck are you listening to?
I'm the Tantamount and making money today.
She sounds like a fucking tard. Sounds exactly like the Cash Me Outside bitch.
Cash Me Outside, I'm making money moves.
Holy fucking shit. This is insane. And before you tell me, yeah, well, girls can't rap. Well, they used to be able to rap. Remember the Lady of Rage? She could do it.
Now I be drilling them C's when my lyrics spill like Valdez oil. Bubbling toil, the boo without the bitches. I'm wicked as the witches, hitting hard as switches. Once again, miss big britches. I'm putting my weight down. Who's gonna take down 100?
75. How? Break a sucker down and dust. Do what I must. With the rush.
This garbage, this Cardi B and everybody that sounds like that is shitting on hip hop. Shitting on it. Dumping their shit all over it. You can't even compare the Cardi B's of the world to the Lady of Rage, to MC Light, to fucking Yo-Yo, even a Lil' Kim, for Christ's sakes. Unbelievable what passes for music these days. Well, we've done it, ladies and gentlemen. We've gotten to motherfucking number one. And our friend Post Malone returns. And he's bringing along another simp-ass rapper named 21 Savage. Matter of fact, he's such a simp, he's marrying Amber Rose. The song is called Rockstar. And of course, there are no rock stars to be found here.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star.
I wish auto-tune was never invented.
All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
Suppose how untalented these fuckers are.
We call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
Gratatata.
Switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bonska.
Well, this is it, ladies and gentlemen.
Close that door, we blowing smoke, she asked me light a fire like a Mars song.
This is the number one song in America.
Act a fool on stage, probably leave my fucking show.
You have no one else to blame but yourselves.
Shit was legendary through a TV. I know we know what I'm
assholes.
Cocaine on the table, liquor pouring. Don't give a damn. Don't your government is a goofy. She just trying to get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay, ay. Now she acting out of pocket. Trying to grab up on my pants. 100 bitches in my trailer. Said I ain't got a man.
Big Angry Phil podcast.
I'm popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star.
But I gotta get the fuck out of here.
All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
I'm not even gonna call the hotline.
Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss.
We'll go out to the bridge, climb over to the new fence they just put in.
Pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
And hop over.
Fucking superstars, feeling like a pop star.
Oh, goddamn, Savage, you're even whacker.
Bad bitches jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra.
The fucking white boy is showing you up.
Get her front or back.
Easily.
On the tracks and now she's screaming out no more.
Fucking Amber Rose is like whooping your ass.
You got a 12 car garage.
Like a dog.
I see his cars. I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that.
Horrible.
Your wifey say I'm looking like a hoe.
Absolutely man. Horrible.
Green honey's in my safe. I got old racks. LA bitches always asking where the coke at. Living like a rock star. Smash out on a car.
Sounds like he's gargling semen in his throat.
You know you are not hard. I didn't make the hat.
You ain't hard either, you fuck.
Living like a rock star. I'm living like a rock star.
You shouldn't have been paid.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star.
BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at.
All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
BigAngryPhil.com.
Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man. Them the shot toss.
You're on Facebook, go to the Big Angry Phil podcast, bitch.
Pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
Like that shit, follow that shit, just do that shit, all right? Big Angry Phil podcast can be heard on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and about 5 or 6 other places I can't even remember. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil. Follow me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. That's it. I'm going to think of the best way to die. I'm going to stick my head in the toilet. At least it'll sound more pleasant. See you next week. Maybe.